is Scott Mills, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
A very good afternoon, and thank you very much, Scott. Welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. I am Kieran Tutty, your host for this 1 hour show of Eurovision music from the past and present. And we have got a fantastic show ready for you. Now, if you'd like to follow us on Twitter, please do at ESC Showcase and like our Facebook page to the Eurovision Showcase. Okay, let's kick off this week's show with the Norwegian entry to the 1994 Eurovision Song Contest. Big finish there from Elisabeth Andreasson and also Jan Vina Danielsson with Duet that came sixth for Norway at the 94 Eurovision, and it's an amazing song. It's actually my favourite Norwegian Eurovision entry. It knocks everything down. A knockout blow as well. Jan Vina Danielsson sadly passed away quite a few years ago now, but such tragic terms as well, and such a fantastic talent he was. I mean, he's sorely missed by me. I desperately need to find his albums so I can purchase them and listen to them and share the music with you. I thought that would be wonderful, so I'm going to keep an eye open for that. And Next up is our first request of this week, and it comes from Robert in Göteborg in Gothenburg. Thank you very much, Robert, for your request, and I had the pleasure for meeting Robert and his partner and his friend in the Euro Cafe and Club in Stockholm for the Eurovision Song Contest, Eurovision Week, and it was a pleasure to meet you all, and particularly you, Robert, and thank you for your kind words too. It really means a lot to me. And your request, which we're going to play now, is from Steven Linden, who came second in the Belgian National Final in 2011, and this is his song C'est la musique, which in English means is music. So there we are, Steven Linden, C'est la musique, from the Belgian National Final in 2011.
C'est la musique qui nous emporte dans son cours. C'est la musique qui nous rapproche sans détour. C'est la musique qui nous touchera. Un seul langage pour vous et moi. Si la musique a le pouvoir d'apaiser les cœurs. Si la musique pouvait aussi faire taire les rancœurs. Si la musique gomme les différences. Elle nous ramène à la naissance. C'est la musique. La 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 la. C'est la musique. La la la. La voix du monde et de la vie. Par la musique, on se comprend malgré les barrières. Par la musique, on traverse toutes les frontières. Par la musique, tous réunis pour suivre la même harmonie. C'est la musique. La 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 la. À chaque fois, c'est la musique qui fait de nos vies l'universelle symphonie. La 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 la.
I'm from Macedonia, and this is my song, Donna. Enjoy!
Od sita malečki nešto va najmnogo vredi. Od sita golemi misli o cel moj svet. Nikoga nazad se vrtam, ti si stalno tuka. Skrijena senka divog Božji cvet. Za sve što ti si mi dala, od srca ti hvala. Za sve to mi na to vreme. Dona, 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 gledaj me i nasmej se. Silna, znaj, o Dona, veruj.
mlađe mali na pisani skali za sve što ti si mi dala od srca ti hvala za sve to mi na to vreme. Dona, 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 gledaj me i nasmej se za mene. Dona, 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 moja sila, svetlo sjaj me pravi silna, znaj.
The beautiful Galliopi with Donna. Yes, it's not an advertisement for any kebab shop. No, no. This is the lady who represented the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia at the 2016 Eurovision Song Contest, and she was one placing away from qualifying in the second semi-final. And I must admit, I'm quite sad that she never qualified. And oh, it was so close, but oh, these things can't be, you know, can't be changed, of course. But I love Donna. It's one of my favourites, and it was in my top five of entries at this year's Eurovision Song Contest. Okay, I am a little bit old school, and it was a bit old school, you know. It probably would have done quite well if it was, like, in the early 2000s or maybe in the 90s. But never mind. That will always remain very close to my heart, that song. Especially watching it live in the semi-final too, in the Globen, and it was beautiful. Absolutely loved it. Right, we're going to go and move over to another Macedonian entry, and we're going to go to the 2004 entry from Tose Proske. Now, the poor guy passed away on the 16th of October 2007. Yeah, he was a huge star, an absolutely huge star in Macedonia and in the Balkans surrounding it, and he passed away in a car accident. It's so tragic, but it was on a motorway in Croatia, and he was really well known for his diplomatic missions in various parts of the world, and he had a full state funeral in Macedonia. It was that sad to everybody in his area and in the Balkans. So, you know, he had a fantastic, fantastic entry in 2004. And it, at the time, got its best placing for Macedonia, coming 14th with 47 points. And Calliope came 13th in 2012. And Elena Riskeja with Nelenina Nanina came 12th. So technically, that's the most popular Macedonian entry ever at Eurovision. But Tose Proske, I think this is probably the best Macedonian entry at the moment ever. Yes, I will agree. But I still love Calliope. But yes, so anyway, let's not be rambling on. This is Tose Proske with Life, Macedonia 2004.
Someone else's identity. Why do I need
Alcazar with headlines from Melody Festivalen 2010. Yeah, not qualifying for the grand final. Shocking, shocking. Absolutely love that tune, by the way. Yes, much better than Arne Bergendahl. But there you are. You can't be pickers and choosers, can you? Not in everything in life, at least. Anyway, right. It's now time for
Rob's Random Request.
And this is a part of the show where my other half, Rob, picks a country out of random and a year out of random, and then we put them together and we find out what entry we're going to play randomly in this week's show. And Rob has picked Ireland. Yay. 1990. Yes, they came second in 1990 in Zagreb, in then Yugoslavia, now Croatia. And their entry was sung from Liam Riley, and the song is called Somewhere in Europe.
It's been a long time since we were together. I'm back in Ireland and I miss him more than ever. In early spring we parted, and I've been here since then. But if I could only see you once again. Meet me in Paris, on the Champs-Élysées tonight. We could be in Rome again, near the Trevi Fountain Lake. We should be together.
Yeah.
Charlie Clamp, Alt Elskade from Melody Festival in 2005. I'm bringing the Swedish music here today, aren't I? I blame Robert in Gothenburg for his influence, I'm afraid. Yeah, it just brings back so many good memories. Oh, lovely. It is now time for the Eurovision Showcase news on today, Sunday, the 19th of June, 2016. I am Kieran Tuttiot, your host. First up, a tender process has been put out for the Eurovision 2017 selection process in Israel. With the closure of IBA and an opening of a new Israeli public broadcaster, IPBC, a tender has been in place for a new process for Eurovision 2017. The tender is calling for interested production companies to place bids relating to the creation of a television station process. Interesting. Switzerland will select their participant for Eurovision 2017 on February the 5th. Using a revamped selection process, Switzerland have decided to drop the online part of the selection process after 2 years of finishing last in their semi-final. The country will be accepting submissions for the contest from September the 26th until October the 24th. From the submissions, 20 songs will be selected from the Swiss, French broadcaster, the Swiss Italian broadcaster, 20 from the Romanish broadcaster, and also the German broadcaster. Switzerland's a very complicated country when it comes to Eurovision sometimes. Now, Mr. Alexander Ptak, the head of music at TVP, the Polish state broadcaster, has confirmed that the channel will look into return to the Junior Eurovision Song Contest this year in Malta. Stay tuned for more news. And finally, Bulgaria have picked their Junior Eurovision entrant for this year. Her name is Lidia Ganeva. And that is your Eurovision Showcase news for this week. Yes, and you're listening to 92.3 Forest FM. Feel the music
with Forest FM. We are flying over the Canadian Rockies, where hikers claim to have seen that rarest creature of all. Wait, I see it. A Canadian fan of the Eurovision Song Contest.
This is Eurovision Canada calling. Canada Podcast, a Canadian perspective on the Eurovision Song Contest, available on iTunes or EurovisionCanada.com.
I can now reveal that the winner and the UK representative for Eurovision 2016 is Joe and Jake.
Join us as the Eurotrip team bring you the latest news, music and general loveliness from the Eurovision Song Contest.
I think we've got to commit to this. I knew we both really wanted to, and here we are today, living the dream. We're just working so hard, doing everything we can for Eurovision.
For reviews, views and everything you need to know, follow us on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook.
It's going to be incredible. Hope we make you all proud.
The countdown to Eurovision.
This is the Eurotrip.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Hello, this is Zoe from Austria. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Loin d'ici. Enjoy.
On chante dans un pays. Hello, this is Dean.
Anna Galal.
And we're coming from Bosnia and Herzegovina.
You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
And this is our song, Ljubavje.
Enjoy.
Yes, enjoy.
Hi, I'm Niamh Kavanagh, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran.
That's Bel Perez there with El Mundo Bailando, which was in the Belgian national final in 2006. A random I know, but Bel Perez is a Belgian singer, but she sings in Spanish in all of her songs. It's quite amazing. And she's a huge star in Belgium, or at least she was. Right. The next song we're going to go and hear is one that was one of the bookies' favourites at the 2010 Eurovision Song Contest. And it came fourth eventually. And it got the first 12 points from the voting countries. And everybody thought, oh my God, Denmark are going to walk away with it. But no, they didn't. But it's a beautiful song, really catchy, and proper Eurovision duet cheese. So this is Sinead and Evergreen with In a Moment Like This.
In a
remember. For as long as I've been blue, every day since we've been parted, all I thought about was you.
Didn't need the time for sorrow, didn't need the time for pain.
In a moment like this.
Jump there with Don't Hang Up on Love. That came second in the UK national final, a song for Europe in 1986. My year of birth, and I wish that was our UK entry rather than Rider, Runner in the Night, because personally, that is amazing. It always gets me going, and I'm singing along to the top of my voice. Indeed, I was, yes. And before that, we had the Danish entry from 2010, Sinead and Evergreen, In a Moment Like This. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with your host, Kieran Tuttiot. I'm with you until 6 o'clock tonight. Right, it's now time for this. Live and kicking, indeed, is here on the Eurovision Showcase. This is a part of the show where we play a Eurovision Song Contest song live from the actual contest itself. Yes, indeed. And this week, we're taking a look at the Swiss entry from the 1988 Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, Miss Celine Dion, my favourite singer of all time. And this is where her career moved her up into worldwide superstardom. Indeed it did. And with the late great Terry Wogan's commentary in the background, here is the Swiss entry and winner from 1988. Also with Michel Roch introducing Celine Dion. This is Ne partez pas sans moi from Miss Celine Dion.
Now, the very first country to host the Eurovision Song Contest in 1956, and I wasn't even born, was Switzerland. And in an extraordinary coincidence, they won their own competition. They almost won again a couple of years later in Norway. And this year's song has the same composer as that entry. The singer who was born in Canada is Celine Dion, and her song is called Ne partez pas sans moi.
Oui. The Swiss entry. This is the favourite, of course. Celine Dion, Crossing the Bog of Allen. It's a big bog in the Midlands. Peat, of course, is a very... Or the turf, am I saying peat? Turf. It's a very big industry in Ireland. Heats Irish homes, generates electricity. Celine Dion comes from Montreal. The composer is Nella Martinetti and Attila Tseref-Tuk. Steady girl. This is a terrific singer, this girl. It's a very good song. Her favourites have a habit of not quite getting there in the Eurovision Song Contest. Don't Leave Without Me, it's called Ne partez pas sans moi.
Qui cherchez l'étoile, vous qui vivez en rêve, vous héros de l'espace, au cœur plus grand que la terre, vous donnez-moi ma chance. Oiseaux magiques, vous,
peut-être trouver de nouvelles musiques. Vous, donnez-moi ma chance. Je
could do it again for Switzerland, Céline Dion. Good performance. I like that at the Simmons Court extension. I like that a lot.
Hello, this is Barre from Spain. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
I've never told you what you mean to me, but you are more than I awake. Maybe I did well, and you're a godsend. Cause you really are the things that I am not. You're feeling every shortfall. Baby, I'm a shadow looking for a light on, and you're glowing like a candle. Baby, I'm a twilight going for a sunrise, and you're rising. You fill me up. It's more than physical. Baby, it's supernatural. When I'm in open sea, you're like a mirror. When I see me through your eyes, it's like I found the other half of me. Baby, I'm a dark side dreaming of a deep white, and you're bringing me to brightness. Baby, I'm a loud noise looking for an over, sing you whisper. You fill me up. It's more than physical. Baby, it's supernatural. Baby, we got. Baby, we got it.
Maria Vasparay, who represented Spain at this year's Eurovision Song Contest 2016. Sadly, only coming 22nd with Say Yeah Yeah, but I can't believe it. Still, really. But, yes. That is Barret with You Fill Me Up. And that was a request for our Canadian listener, Javier Leal. Thank you very much, Javier. It was great to hear from you. And we do have other Canadian listeners. I know that for sure. He's listening to us from Montreal, Quebec, Canada. So bonsoir to you, monsieur. And thank you very much for tuning in. But Javier, I should really say buenas noches, I think, with your name like that. Right. Our final song is this year's winner to the 2016 Eurovision Song Contest. But this is a remix. Yes, it's from Maxim Andreev, and the remix is made by him, but this is Jamala with 1944. Ah, oh, this is good.
Hello, this is Jamala. I'm singer from Ukraine, and this is my song 1944. Enjoy.
Я шоу.
guess I'm afraid it's time for us to go, folks. Thank you for joining me, Kieran Tutty, for the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Make sure you join us next Sunday at 5 p.m. and keep updated with the latest news of the show by following us on Twitter at ESC Showcase and liking our Facebook page, The Eurovision Showcase, or facebook.com/ESC Showcase. It'd be great to hear from you. And you can send in your requests too. Many thanks to Javier and Robert for your requests. And you can download this as a podcast on any podcast app. Just search for the Eurovision Showcase or head over to radiointernational.tv and their show archive section. So I'll see you next Sunday at 5 p.m. Arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, and have a nice day.
Você está ouvindo Eurovision Showcase na Forest FM com Kieran Tutiet. As melhores músicas. Ok, algumas não tão boas assim. Eurovision, aqui em 92.3. Forest FM.